Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Bon Natal!
Happy New Year!
Bon Natal means Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year and lots of fun. Bon Natale, may all your wishes come true. Bon Natale in Italy means a Merry Christmas to you.
Nat King Cole there. His Italian accent is almost worse than mine. Buon Natale is Happy Christmas in Italian. And here to tell us all about what an Italian Christmas is really like is Luca Di Marzio, owner of Rose Madre restaurant in Dublin's Temple Bar. You're very welcome.
Hi, Glad.
Thank you for being here.
I recognised the music and I understood it was my turn.
What do you think of Nat King Cole's Italian accent?
Ah, that was good.
Yeah,
was
you see, you're
so
very
bad.
Forgiving. You're very forgiving.
Oh, Buon Natale is very easy to say, I have to say. So.
Yeah, not for some of us. What is Christmas Day like in terms of food? Because that's what we want to talk about with you. We don't want to talk about the food in Italy on Christmas. Is Christmas Day the big food day?
So, yeah, that's what I was thinking, Claire. I think it's Christmas Eve is more important by tradition because that's when everybody goes crazy for food. And it's mainly seafood on that day. So the preparation, of course, started weeks before because, seafood in the last few weeks gets really, really expensive in Italy. Sometimes you have to pay triple the price of the normal seafood that you would pay. So, you know, it starts to buy and maybe freeze and then get ready for the big day, which would be Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. So talk me through the Christmas Eve food menu then.
Yeah, so Christmas. So obviously, you know, by the time now in Italy, it got really a bit more posh, that dinner. But what I remember before, we couldn't really afford to have oysters or clams or mussels or Dublin Bay prawns. So I had a strange memory. I actually had to confirm with my mom yesterday because I asked to her, wasn't that true? So they used to buy a fish alive. That was maybe a week or 2 weeks before, and it was left in the balcony. And I remember it was so creepy.
Was it in a tub or what?
Like in a bucket, you know. Okay. And I don't know what they was doing. They were doing, Claire. But I had to, as I said, I had to ask my mom because
kind of
I still have
it?
Nightmares of that. And guess what? So in Italy, yeah, it's called capitone. That fish. You know what was the translation in English?
Tell me.
Eel. Oh, so it was gosh. A big eel in the balcony of my grandmother. And I remember it was so scary, like to go there in the night and check how it was, you know. Obviously, it wouldn't make it until the Christmas Eve, but somehow it disappeared. And then
so who,
I heard that they were marinating that, you know.
Yeah, but and who, it with vinegar. Who in your family ended the eel's life?
Yeah, I don't know. I tried myself because, you know, when you are kids, you're curious of that. I never made it. It was too scary. But I think my grandmother would do it. Yeah, she had no problem to do that.
Right. So that was the childhood memory. And,
yeah, that was scary.
But now things have moved on, you say, and it is things like the smoked salmon.
Yeah,
and the
smoked salmon is a big thing.
Mussels.
You say that, Claire. Yeah. So smoked salmon is a typical starter for Christmas Eve. Like it would be the prawn cocktail, like it would be this fake little caviar, which you can find in the supermarket with some, bread and butter. And then, of course, all the Italian starters, if you don't have seafood, you can use salami, prosciutto, you can have mussels steamed with garlic and white wine. Definitely, if you can afford Dublin Bay prawns, which, by the way, in Italy, they go crazy money. We are talking of sometimes 120 euro per kilo on that particular period of Christmas. So
it's our prawns that you like. The
they are my
Bay
favorite.
Prawns.
Yeah, Dublin Bay prawns are my favorite. Just literally just cut in half and grilled. Little bit of extra virgin olive oil and parsley is just the best.
So no meat? Is it all seafood on Christmas Eve?
No, on that day it's called magro. So it's called, you have to be light for that dinner because, of course, the days ahead are quite tough in terms of, food. So, and also you have to end up the meal before 12 o'clock because 12 o'clock it would be a big appointment. Everybody in the in the church for the mass of 12 o'clock. And that's something I remember was really, really nice, because you would go to the mass and meet all your kids' friends and families, and it was already, you know, it was so fun to do that.
Working back from midnight then on Christmas Eve, when do you start eating?
Mainly maybe around 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock you start, but, you know, usually there is loads of food. So it's impossible to finish whatever everybody brings to the table. So mainly on the other big day, which would be Christmas Day, you end up in the morning to, you know, with the big hangover, of course, and you would see your mom doing the tortellini, because on that particular day, on Christmas Eve, you need to eat tortellini in brodo, which is very typical. Tortellini in brodo is something which practically is a meat broth cooked, slow cooked. So you put usually the meat cuts, which are mainly needs more time cooking.
So you start cooking this on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
you wake up Christmas Day.
You wake up in the morning on Christmas Day. You can smell this beautiful smell, and you go like, "Wow, it's game on again." And then you would see your family all on the table closing the tortellini, which is mainly tortellini. Inside there would be pork mince, mortadella, little bit of ricotta. So it's
beautiful.
Nice feeling. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Such a different Christmas Day experience to the one we have here.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, it's quite different. But, it's just a reason for all the family to stay together and have some nice food and drinks. So.
Because you say that Christmas Day eating is lighter than Christmas Eve, but you're still consuming a lot of food.
Yeah, you do, actually, you know. So it will always appear a nice lasagna that someone made. So you have mainly this tortellini in brodo, which is brought with tortellini, but then also as a starter, you will always have salami, prosciutto, and a little bit of vegetables, because in that period it's very popular to have artichokes. You know, artichokes period is popular. So then there are something else. So I'm from Rome, so every region is different, but we would eat lots of artichokes, puntarelle, these things like that, which are typical from my region.
What about the sweet food, the desserts? What do you enjoy
sweet food,
at Christmas?
That's the one I brought you here. It's very, very popular.
Panettone.
Now made all around the world. Panettone is very popular everywhere.
It's controversial now, because all around the world they're selling it with all sorts of different flavors included. I know some Italians don't really approve of that.
No, I approve, Claire.
Do you?
Yes, that's why I brought you this one. This one is pear and chocolate, because for me it was quite boring, the panettone, just with
dried fruit. I didn't want to say, but it can be a bit boring.
I hate it. When I was young, I hated it. Like, I wouldn't eat that, because with the dry fruits, no one kids in Italy would eat that. And in fact, it was a different version of the panettone, which is called Pandoro. Pandoro has no dry fruits inside, and it's covered with icing sugar. So that what we would eat, maybe with some nice Nutella on top, would be
okay. so you add something to the panettone to make it a little bit nicer
in the beginning? No, Claire, when I was young, no. Then of course now in the last 10-15 years I've seen it served in the restaurant with ice cream. Now for me the best combination would be some nice Vinsanto, just to give it a little bit of nice
moisture.
And moister, and then some custard cream on the side. So maybe
zabaglione.
Yeah, that would be very enjoyable.
What about St. Stephen's Day? You mark St. Stephen's Day in Italy too.
Yeah, St. Stephen's Day is basically you eat whatever is left over.
Whatever you can get your hands on.
I'm honest with you, yes. Yeah, I'm honest with
and,
you.
And New Year's Eve, is that a big celebration food-wise?
Yeah, it's all over again. Mainly with seafood, as much you can afford, as much you can find it. It's nice to eat seafood on the day. It's very popular in Italy to eat seafood in the day. But there is also something really, really popular, because, you know, it's by tradition. You need to eat something called cotechino e lenticchie. So it's mainly a big sausage of pork, slow cooked with some lentils. And this is by tradition. More lentils you eat, more money will bring you during the new year. So everybody, no matter what, would eat that.
So a big bag of lentils means you'll be rich for the following year.
Yeah. If you can handle that after all the food, you know.
How interesting. And what about the drinks then? Wine?
Yeah.
Prosecco?
Yeah, yeah, of course. All the these celebration drinks, sparkling wine, Prosecco, Franciacorta, champagne, whatever is celebrating there. But also there is white wine, red wine, as usual in Italy. It's very popular to drink wine on the table. And he always, someone come up with the, you know, good or wrong idea to bring some homemade liquor and grappa. And that is very dangerous, guys, you know. So,
yeah, that makes for a fun Christmas. Yeah. Listen, you had some famous guests at your restaurant over the last week or so. We're big fans here of Selling Sunset, and Mary and her husband Romain. I know they were in RTE chatting to Ray Darcy, but they also went to see you. How did that go?
Yes, and I started to watch too the show. It's great. No, they were really, really nice, Claire. Very normal people. And I think that's the secret, you know, that's why the people likes Mary so much, because I got lots of texts during that week. Oh my God, I love her, I love her. And I didn't know why, but apparently by watching the show, you can feel the genuinity of this person. So yeah, well, that's a secret.
And look, let's be honest, great for the business as well to have somebody like that come social media, promote you and so on.
That was big. I didn't know what I was going through, but I seen it. People pretty much going crazy for that. So it was good.
Well, listen, thank you very much for coming in. Thank you for bringing the panettone. We're going to pour stuff all over it and serve it with cream
Make
and
<sure. laughs>
Nutella and all sorts of stuff a little bit later. Luca, happy Christmas to you. Thank you for being
Thank you very much, Claire. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
We'll take a quick break.